Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And welcome into National Dragonfly Day. I'll have more about these amazing insects. And also this week's bad boys, the outdoors, got himself into a heap of trouble because of, yes, insects. It's also a Father's Day weekend. Are you taking Dad fishing? He took you. Maybe you need to spend some time with him. If you're not gathering together for a barbecue or a seafood ball, might just want to give him a good old phone call and tell Dad hello and wish him a happy Father's Day. Well, I got some fish stories, including new Wahoo regulations, the latest Alabama red snapper news, area reports from our field guys, and also we'd like to welcome your comments, your questions, and your reports to our text line, 504-260-1870. We'll also hear from some special guests this morning, two who will be playing for LSU tonight in the College World Series kickoff against Arkansas, and they'll be talking with us about being Tigers in the wild. We'll also be joined by a Louisiana talk show host who's also an avid angler. Moon Griffon's going to be joining us, talking about his recent trip to Lake Bartholomew up in northeast Louisiana. We also have a coastal marine forecast coming up, and if you're going to be headed out, you certainly want to get a look at that. It's typical summertime along the Great Gulf Coast. Well, you probably heard the news of the passing of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson. Well, I never met him, but we shared something over the years. I wrote lyrics, only lyrics I ever wrote in a song, and musician Reed Allaman recorded our parody of a big Beach Boys hit called Kokomo. We've been using it for decades as closing show music called Coco Dree, and here it is. Take a listen. And that is Coco Dree on the CD called Operation Gumbo Drop from Reed Allaman. We'll be right back to talk to Glenn Sanchez, filling in for Robbie Campbell with a St. Bernard Fishing Report on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And if you're headed out this Father's Day weekend, here's your forecast offshore. Repeat, today and tomorrow, looking at southerly winds, 8 to 15 knots, 1 to 3-foot seas. Very fishable to get out there after the red snapper and the offshore species. On the interior lakes and bays, a south wind, 6 to 12 knots, maybe enough to keep the mosquitoes off of you early morning. But nothing to affect you, messing you up. Now, there could be some rains, about 60% chance, but all depends on where you are. I've been having some heavy, but yet very tightly bound and scattered thunderstorms. Good tidal range, 1.6, a lot of water moving out there. And one of the places that has been stellar this week and for the last couple of weeks for fishing, St. Bernard, the Lake Bourne area down by the Mystico, the Long Rocks, and other places outside of St. Bernard. Glenn Sanchez joins us now, filling in for Robbie Campbell. Robbie's a little under the weather. Glenn, thanks for joining us this morning. Heard you had a heck of a good trip yesterday.
Good morning. Yes, we did. We were finished up early. Took a friend of mine. He lives in Tennessee. He had a ball. And I bet you we averaged a 16-inch trout yesterday. The trout were nice yesterday.
And how were you fishing them?
We were fishing them probably about 4.5 feet under a caulk with live shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they didn't really want it. I mean, you know, every day's different. Yesterday, they just wanted it drifting. Just let it float. If you popped it, it's like, they didn't fool with it. But if you let it float, all of a sudden, the caulk would just disappear, set the hook. And yes, it was a wonderful day yesterday. I love days like that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Was it in the channel? Were you out in open water, out, you know, in the lake?
No, we were just down by the rocks. We were just down by the rocks, and I was going to go someplace else, and it was calm, and I said, I'm going to give the rocks one more chance, because the last couple of times I went out there, I struggled, but, you know, fish bite at different times, and if you're not there when they biting, you're not going to catch them, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yesterday morning, they were biting.
Now, Glenn, you fished them 4.5 feet down under a cork. That's about the limit you can do with a set cork. If you go any deeper than that, I think you probably need to go to a sliding cork, right?
Yeah, pretty much, because the problem you have is getting them back to the boat, because so many people, they want to reel the cork all the way up into the rod, and it breaks that top eye. But, you know, I have to stand up in my boat on the bow to because I don't use a net. I don't care which size trout it is. We're not using the net. If you can't flip him in the boat, shame on you.
You're like one of those circus acrobats up on the high wire. No net, Glenn, we're going to call you.
No net. There's no net. I was fishing with a guy last year. I hooked one. I knew it was a good trout. And I slung him in the boat, and he was over 5 pounds. And the guy said, "Are you crazy?" I said, "He got off. No big
That's
deal."
That's right. Give him his chance. Glenn, I know you're a trout enthusiast. If somebody wanted to catch some reds, what can you tell them? Where should they go, and what should they bring?
All you need to do for reds is have some dead bait. But I try to fish like the marsh line along the shoreline of Lake Bourne or back of Gallego and back this way or along the channel, the cuts. Like you said earlier, we had plenty moving water today. That's a big help. Last week when I went out, when we struggled, the corks didn't move, and that was the reason we struggled, you know?
Glenn, you know, I got a report. Last week, I got a really good report from a spot you and I have fished together called Janky's Ditch. You know, and at times, there's some big trout show up there. Are you getting any reports from that area?
I really don't know anybody that's going over that way, but I really don't talk to anybody about over there. I'll go over there sometimes. I'll fish it early in the morning, late in the evening. I used to love it for top water, but
yeah.
I'm getting too old for top water. It's getting like too much work.
Oh, come on. You're never too old for top water, man. Once you see that fish knock that bait 2 or 3 feet up in the air, you forget how old you are.
Well, that's fine as long as they're hitting. But when they're not hitting and you throw baits for an hour, it's like, oh, God, I had enough. Let me sit on my ice chest and just drown a shrimp.
Yeah, that brings the kid out in you. Speaking of that, you know, we used to call you and Jonathan Sanchez and son. How's Jonathan doing? Are y'all going to get to spend some Father's Day time together this weekend?
I believe we will. I think we're going to go to my oldest son's house, and the family's going to get together over there. But, no, he's doing fine. He's got a wonderful family. He's got a wonderful business, and everybody loves him.
I tell you what, he is a true American success story. I mean, as a very young man, he started into a business that can be risky and can be difficult. And over the years, he's just really made it big and done well for himself and his family, and that's really great. You need to be proud of him, and I know you are.
You know what's amazing, Don? He's 43 years old, and he's been a professional fishing guy for 25 years.
Unbelievable.
That's insane.
Yep.
That's insane.
Well, tell him I said hello, and if we get a chance, maybe we can put together a trip for old times if he gets a little free time sometime, and you too.
Sounds like a great time. I'd love to do it.
All right, Glenn. Thanks for filling in for Robbie. Hope he gets back next week.
No problem. Everybody stay safe. Enjoy your day, and be courteous to everybody.
Yes,
Happy Father's Day.
All righty. Glenn Sanchez, Captain Glenn Sanchez, used to run the Breton Sound Marina and one of our favorite fishing buddies. All right, we come back after this, going to tell you about some new Wahoo regulations. Did you hear about that? They go into effect next week. Also update you on the success of the Alabama Red Snapper season and tell you what's some good TV watching coming up this weekend. We'll do it all right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. I wanted to pass this along to you. Louisiana and Gulf fishermen are going to have some new Wahoo regulations going into effect next Friday, this coming Friday, June 20th. It establishes a 5 fish per person recreational bag and possession limit. And up until now, there has not been any recreational bag or possession limits for Wahoo. I think this is just a little bit of housekeeping. I don't know very many people that catch 5 Wahoo per person on a trip. I've never done it, and I don't know if you have heard of anyone doing it. I'm sure it can be done, and maybe has been done, but you'll be limited to 5 fish per person on the boat, and that is plenty of Wahoo, believe me. All right, Alabama, boy, they're crowing. They are very happy with the opening of their red snapper season. And, you know, here in Louisiana, we give you constant updates on where we are as far as reaching the harvest quota, because when that happens, the season ends. Well, the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources announced that the harvest has hit 135,000 plus some change pounds. Now, that is according to June 1st, which was a couple of weeks ago. The overall quota for this year is 664,000, and when that is reached or anticipated to be reached, that's when they will close it down. They've done a little bit of a different take on the way they operate their seasons. We have 7-day-a-week seasons, but both of them work to the same end. When they estimate that it is reached, the quota, it'll be shut down. I'm sure it'll go completely through the summer, hopefully into the early or even late fall. TV watching. All right, if you're interested in sitting in your cool air-conditioned living room and watching some outdoor television, let me tell you what's on Bayou Wild this week. The title is Beauty Queens, Mud Bugs, and Snakes. We took Miss Louisiana, Olivia Grace George, on a crawfishing and snake handling excursion at Crawfish Haven, Mrs. Rose Bed and Breakfast down in Kaplan, Louisiana. And it turned out pretty well. She enjoyed herself, and certainly she is a fine, great ambassador for the state of Louisiana. And if you want to watch that, you can check out our website. You can catch it at BayouWildTV.com. We have a YouTube channel there, and we also have listings on that website of all the different stations throughout the Gulf Coast that air the program and the time that it airs. Another program of interest that I've been telling you about now, it's a 13-week series put on by WYES-TV, and it airs on a number of public broadcast stations called Louisiana Coastal Cooking. And today's feature, which will air at 9 a.m. on WYES in New Orleans, and tomorrow at 11 a.m., is called Save the Coast, Save the Culture. And there'll be an excursion with Nicholls State University Native Plant Garden with Quentin Fontenot. And then I cooked the game bird pepper poppers, and you can catch that one on the feature. And there's also a carrots and andouille with dirty rice, beet, and egg salad from Pete Dufresne, who is the St. James Parish president. So that's the Louisiana Coastal Cooking. If you're not in the metro New Orleans area where you can catch WYES public broadcast, you might want to check the public broadcast station in your area and see if they have a listing for Louisiana Coastal Cooking. All right, we mentioned this was National Dragonfly Day, and, you know, they are amazing insects. You know, evidence shows that they've been around for about 300 million years. They have had some fossils identified where these guys were like 3-foot wingspans, and some of them say that they might have been the size of eagles back in their day. And one of the unique things, I love to watch them. We used to call them mosquito hawks when I was a kid. They can fly in so many different ways. They can fly like a helicopter and just hover. They can go straight up, straight down, forward. I don't think they have a reverse, but they can turn around very quickly. And their fastest speed is up to 35 miles per hour. And, you know, they play hard. Now, they'll eat up to 100 mosquitoes a day, and they live fast. Most of them only live a few weeks as adults. After they emerge from the waters where they're born, a lot of people don't realize they spend part of their life as an underwater insect, kind of like a water beetle. Then when they get ready, they crawl up on a stem or a branch, and out hatches the mosquito hawk or the dragonfly. So it's their day. Toast a tribute to the mosquito hawk. Very interesting and very good subjects to kind of sit out and take in and watch. All right, we got lots of text messages coming in. We got the Frog Lawyer looking for some specs and reds over in Hackberry. Good luck to you. Let us know how you do. And we've also got our friend Wingbone makes those Wingbone turkey calls over in Wilmer, Alabama. He's going to be making up a West Indies salad for tomorrow. Yeah, it's great, great dish for warm weather dining. All right, we come back after this. We got more to talk about. Fishing reports coming your way. A couple of interviews with some LSU greats that are playing baseball tonight against Arkansas in the College World Series. And you can hear that game on many of these same stations where you hear the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I want to remind you that coming up Saturday, June 28th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. is the Fish Crab Explore, the Great Outdoors in Lacombe, right there on the bayou on Lake Road. They're going to close the launch from 6 p.m. on the day before, and then on the 28th, which is 2 weeks from today exactly, they'll be shuttling people from the parking grounds on LA 434, and Department of Wildlife and Fishery, Friends of Louisiana Wildlife Refuges, Bayou Stuff, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are all taking part in this. They'll have fish identification booth, building fish, fishing, clean a fish, talking about pond ecology, kayaking, crabbing, and backyard bass fishing. There's going to be food and drinks available for purchase. There's no entry fee. All you need is your fishing license if you are 18 years or older. And if you want more information on it, you can check on the website or the Facebook page of Lacombe Recreation or LacombeRec.com. And look for the Fish Crab Explore event. In fact, next week we're going to be talking to Ashley Ray. Ashley's the organizer, and we'll be talking to her more about that upcoming event. Right now, we've got to take a quick 10-second station identification pause and let our local stations tell you who they are and where they broadcast the show on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we have some text messages coming in. It shows you the differences that people, everybody likes choices. And these are some comments on the song called Kokodry, which if you're just tuning, you missed it. It's a song, it's a parody of the Beach Boys' Kokomo. And I wrote the words to it, and I used to write a lot of magazine articles, newspaper articles for years. Only song I ever wrote, and Reed Allaman, friend of mine, recorded. He's a professional musician. And we got mixed reviews on it. Here's one that says, honestly, thank God you only play a few seconds of that song. That whole song makes me want to poke my ears out. Just too much going on. Even the wife dislikes it. And then the very next text says, good morning, Don. Such a great way to start my Saturday morning. Waking up to my favorite outdoor show and listening to a version of one of my favorite bands growing up, the Beach Boys. Sad to hear Brian Wilson's passing away. What a great songwriter. Happy Father's Day, Don, to all. That's from Gus. So everybody's got different opinions, good and bad, and I guess indifferent. All right, here's one asking for good crabbing reports for the North Shore. Great show as usual. Happy Father's Day. Tight lines. That's from the Big Man Bassing in Covington. I did get a good crab report, but it was from a commercial crabber who works kind of the western end of Pontchartrain. But, I mean, we're in the prime time for crabs. I don't think you could hardly miss if you got out there and put some nets out or used a string, whichever. Also, Grand Isle's a great place for that. And I'll talk to Darryl and see if he's got any crabbing reports from Grand Isle. That's a favorite place for people to go and either fish off the bridge with the drop nets, or you can rig up, you know, they rig up cane poles and then have a line that connects them with drop lines coming off of it, and they just put bait on them and space the hooks out different. I'm not talking about a hook like a fish hook, maybe like a clip, like a big safety pin clip, and you can clip the chicken necks on it. And then what you do is you wade out and you get to your pole, and then you start picking the line up, and you pick it up real slowly. and you have your assistant there with a landing net, and as a crab comes up, he ain't giving up that chicken egg or fish head. He's holding on, and you raise it up, put the net underneath him, and you got him. You can also do it that method by boat, and I'll tell you another good method, too. And I've done this over in the Bayou Lacombe area, where you take a fishing pole, any little old inexpensive rod and reel. Zebco's work great. And instead of rigging it up with a sinker and a hook and bait, you tie a chicken neck onto the bottom of it. Cast it out into the bayou or into the lake, and if you want, you can put a cork on it, so that way you can tell something's moving it side to side when the crab gets it. Or you can feel the tension on it and watch the line start to move. And if you reel it up real slow, I mean just a few turns every few seconds, that crab will come up. And I'm sure a lot of you have caught crabs fishing with live shrimp and maybe minnows and small croakers. And you notice that those crabs, they don't let go. And you can a lot of times flip them right into the boat. So again, if you got a net, you reel them up. Reel your chicken neck up. Put your net in the water first. Swim him over the net, and boom, there you go. Before you know it, you might catch yourself a dozen of those nice fat lake crabs. And I tell you, I don't know of any crabs any better in the world than a Lake Pontchartrain or North Shore crab. For some reason, they seem to taste the best, and they are big, and they are full. All right, we got my buddy Dean Galatis. He says, good morning. Dragonflies are the most popular food that purple martins bring their chicks in to the purple martin colony. Yeah, Dean's kind of a bird hunter and bird watcher combination. All right, we're checking. The Weave's checking in. He says he's gone after the flounder in Mississippi. The bite has been good. I know you're going to get them, Weave. And if you want to watch us catch flounders on the Mississippi coast, go to Bayou Wild TV and check out one of our back issues. All right, David Hubble checking in from Alabama. He's wishing everyone a happy Father's Day and says he needs to find his way to Wingbone. West Indies salad is perfect for this weekend. Yes, it is. All right, we come back after this. We're going to hear from one of our LSU stars, baseball player, who's going to be at the World Series tonight. Stick around for that. He's next. And coming up later on tonight, LSU takes on the Arkansas Razorbacks in a College World Series matchup. One of the players who you'll be watching, Jared Jones, accompanied us on a Bayou Wild TV episode called Pucker Up and Kiss That Bird Goodbye. Here he is, Jared Jones and Lance Burgess, our Tigers in the Wild coordinator.
All right. So, Barry, we're sitting here reminiscing about our excursions. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Tigers in the Wild to begin with. I guess you're roommates with Monster, so we had him come up to do the gator hunt, and lo and behold, you got a chance to tag along, right?
Yeah. He had been talking about going gator hunting for a couple of weeks, and we were like 2 or 3 days away, and he was kind of like, man, I'm going gator hunting. And I was like, have you ever done anything like that? He was like, I've been elk hunting before, but nothing like that. And I was like, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. And he was like, you want to come? And I was like, can I? You know, and I didn't, you know, I was kind of shot in the dark, and y'all let me tag along, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, what'd you think about being out? Was that your first time in the bayou?
No, you know, I'd been to Grand Isle before, yeah. And then just to do some fishing, but that was my first time really down in Venice like that and seeing the real bayou for the first time.
Yep. What were your expectations about gator hunting and getting a chance to actually do it and get your hands on a gator?
Yeah, and you know, I had held a gator before. We went to Fort Myers for a baseball tournament. We went down to the Everglades and did like a airboat gator tour.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I kind of had a understanding of what they kind of felt like at least, but I'd never held one that big before. So, you know, we pulled a 10-foot gator out of the water. It's a little intimidating.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your experience bird hunting. I know we talked about that on that trip, and we had a second trip and got a chance to go shoot quail and run the dogs. And I know you have a little experience with that. Tell me about it.
Yeah. A couple Thanksgivings ago, we went up to South Dakota, me and my dad and brother. A lot of fun hunting pheasant up there in November. Got to watch the dogs work up there, and mostly just flat cornfields though. You know, it's cool to be in the pine trees because that reminds me of back home. So my dad grew up raising hunting dogs, so it's kind of cool to watch them work.
What kind of dogs did he
German short hair pointers.
Okay, yeah, super, really popular. What are some of your earliest memories hunting and fishing and being in the outdoors?
Yeah, you know, a lot of growing up mostly with sports, so it was baseball and football for the most part. But when COVID hit and I quit football, I started, you know, fishing a lot, just at like ponds. There's a ton of ponds and lakes in Georgia, so I just go around fishing doing that. especially, you know, school was online and everything. So I had a ton of time. And then since I've been at LSU, you know, I've just been blessed to meet a ton of people and, you know, opportunities like this and through friends who have land in Louisiana. You know, I shot a deer last year in Mississippi. So it's been a lot of fun to come down here.
Yeah, I think that's one of the unique things about the Louisiana culture. People want to share our resources, share our bounty, share our, you know, share our culture and our heritage. You think you would have got these opportunities through NIL at some of the other places?
Yeah, probably not. This is, from what I hear, this is a hunter's paradise.
Yep, that's what Louisiana is, the sportsman's paradise. Well, tell me a little bit about, you know, grew up, your father played, he was a lineman for Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern.
So growing up in an athletic family, tell me a little bit about what that was like.
Yeah, I'm the youngest of five, so three older sisters who are all, you know, 6'1", 6', and 5'10". So we're all above average height. Older brother's 5'10" as well. Very competitive. They all played college athletics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to be the best, I guess. You know, we're all very competitive, and they keep me very level-headed.
Tell me a little bit, where did the nickname Bear come from?
So my older brother's nickname is Moose. My parents, you know, had a moose encounter when they were pregnant with him. And then later in life, I came along and they kind of needed something to go along with Moose. So my dad nicknamed me Bear.
No, Bear's a predator animal, you know. So did you and Moose have a lot of rivalry?
Younger times, me and him butted heads quite a bit. Probably last couple of years, we've been pretty good. I'd say he's probably one of my best friends now.
Very cool. Talk about the quail hunt a little bit. You know, the birds, it's a little different from pheasant. Well, what did that experience mean to you? What was that like doing, you know, going quail hunting?
Yeah, you know, I'd never quail hunted before, even though I'm from Georgia and we have a ton of them there. You know, I just never had the opportunity to, but I was super excited. And there's some fast birds, you know. I didn't expect, you know, them to fly that low and that quick, but it was fun, man. Watching the dogs work, you know, walking up to them, you know, actually seeing the bird on the ground and kicking it up. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I guess there's some relation to, you know, having some accuracy with that gun. You were a world-class catcher in high school, right? Now you're a first baseman. Talk about the similarities in being accurate with that gun and that cannon.
Yeah, you know, back when I caught throwing out runners at second base, you had to be accurate. It wasn't so much about how fast you were, but you had to make a good throw to second base. And, you know, sometimes you got to combine speed and accuracy, and same thing in hunting, you know, you got to find that happy medium between, you know, leading that bird and pulling that trigger.
Yeah. You have a chance to eat any quail?
We did. We wrapped them in bacon, threw them in the oven. One of my favorite meals.
Who's a better cook, you or Monster?
I don't know. He's been on a hot streak lately. He's made me some Mexican dishes, so can't complain.
Very cool. Had an opportunity maybe to take it to the next level, and you decided to come back. What was some of the key factors to influence your decision?
Yeah, you know, after the regional finished up in Chapel Hill last year, there was pretty sour taste left in my mouth from losing that last game. You know, I thought we were one big hit away or you know, one out away from going back to a super regional in Baton Rouge. And that's a special place to play postseason baseball. And it's a special place to play baseball in general. And I just wasn't quite ready to give that up. You know, there were opportunities to play at the next level, but, you know, I'm hoping that they'll be there again this year. So, you know, I got some unfinished business to do. My freshman year, I was super blessed to be teammates with, you know, Gavin Dugas and Cade Beloso, who are two household names, not just, you know, for their talents on the field, but who they were on and off the field. And, you know, I just try and emulate them in every way possible.
And that was Jared Jones, also known as the Bear, and wishing him luck in the LSU Tigers tonight against Arkansas in the College World Series. And if you want to see a picture, of course, you can go to our website, Bayou Wild TV, and look for that those two features where we hunted alligators and we hunted quail. And there's also on my Facebook post a picture of Jared with my dog, Smokey. And I tell you, those two really loved each other. He fell in love with her and her with him. Check it out. Jared Jones, LSU first baseman. We're going to hear from the monster, the shortstop, Stephen Milam, a little bit later on. And we're also going to hear from Daryl Carpenter right after this break on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's check in with Captain Daryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com, and get a Grand Isle fishing report. Daryl, two questions I keep getting all week. Are the trout in the surf, and is the surf fishable? And number two, how's the crabbing been off the bridges or in the surf?
Well, we got to make this a more than once a week appointment, because it's 2 weeks in a row now. As soon as you come on the air, I've got a trout in my hand. So we need to make this a little bit better.
We bring ducks, we bring fish, we do it all here.
uh, No, Don, there's a whole lot of fish in the surf. In fact, we had some little rodeos this weekend, the ABC and stuff. There were some 6- and 7-pounders caught in the surf. But those are people that are stouter than me, I guess you'd say, because the surf has not been fishable per se. I mean, they told me they got beat to heck and back doing it because they were standing almost waist-deep and getting knocked down by every other wave. So there's been some really good fish in the surf. It's there. We just needed to calm down. And, man, I just got to keep you on the air because here comes another one already. But the crabs, yeah, the crabs have been running great. I don't know so much about the beach because I personally don't like sand crabs. So I stay off of the beach. I'm running traps in the back. So, I mean, I really can't speak about the crabs on the beach.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fish are y'all pulling in, specks or white trout?
Yeah, it's specks. No, it's specks. We had our first fish of the morning was a white trout, but other than that, it's been specks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, 20 pliers. So, I mean, it's look, the trout have really kind of gotten a lot more consistent this week. They kind of showed up. You know, we've been having to hunt and peck. They haven't been in our normal spots. But this week, they're kind of showing back up to their normal patterns. And it's been some really good. The biggest problem, if you want to call it a problem, the biggest problem we've had all week has been we've been having to keep track of how many over 20 we've got. It's been some really good fish caught. I think my biggest this week's been a 22. So, I mean, the fish are really starting. We're late. You know, we talked all year long about how it's been inconsistent. But, you know, it's late coming, but, man, they're starting to show up in numbers good now.
That's great. And you're pretty much using the live bait under a cork, or you've been going bottom fishing, or how you've been catching?
I think I used three live baits in total yesterday, and so far every fish we've put in the box so far this morning has come off of a jig head with a matrix shad Creole shrimp.
Wow. Well, that's good news. How about redfish? Anybody out there going after reds? Everybody concentrating on the speckled trout while they're hot.
No, Don, there hadn't been a whole lot of redfish action. There have been some reds caught. There's some reds ganging up around those rocks, in and out of the passes. A whole lot of big bull reds, but also some keeper-sized fish. We've also been, I think the best trip we've had all week, we had 7 flounder in one boat. So the flounder are starting to make their comeback, which is a very good welcome sign. You know, we just hope that it continues. But these days, 7 flounder in one boat on one trip is a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, that's good. The comeback of the flounder, it's a great story. As far as red snapper, I know you don't fish them very much, but what are you hearing?
They're thick. They're thick and everywhere. I mean, everybody that's going out is having no problems catching their limits. You know, what can I say? Red snapper's kind of, you know, we like to call red snapper one of them stupid fish. If you want a challenge, go after mangrove or something like that. But a red snapper, all you got to do pretty much is drop a piece of dirty rag down and they'll bite it. But they've been real thick. I would have suspect here in the coming weeks it might get a little more difficult catching them at the rigs themselves because they're going to get wore out pretty good, you know, getting hit pretty good. You might have to start finding some artificial bottom and that type of stuff. But, yeah, the cobia run continues to be good. And I can tell you I personally put eyes on 4 or 5 triple tail already this year. They're early, too. Haven't caught them yet because they've been surprised. Pop up and you can't get a bait to them fast enough before. You know, too much movement on the boat. Customers all come running to one spot in the boat to see what you're looking at. And it spooks them and they go away. But the triple tail are early.
What kind of structure are you finding them on? Is it crab floats or something else?
No, Don. We've had a lot of that dead. So with all the south wind, we've had a lot of that dead sargasm grass coming in.
Okay.
And they've been around the pods of that grass, that floating grass.
Yeah, the main problem with them, like you say, is not to spook them before they take off and then, you know, getting them out of whatever structure they're in before they wrap you up. A lot of times it's on a crab trap float with a line going down or a piling or something like that. But I guess fishing them in that grass is probably the best way to get them.
Yeah, and Don, the problem with the ones that I've had is every one of them that I have spotted so far has been while I jumped up on the front deck to put out the trolling motor. And as I jump up there, I'm looking at a triple tail going by the boat. And when I start hollering, give me a ride, give me a ride, give me a ride, everybody comes running to see what it is, and boom, he swims away.
Yeah, it could be exciting. We only saw one on my last trip out to Lake Bourne, where they this time of year they start coming in over there, and kind of did the same thing. We saw him there, and as we approached the float, he went down, disappeared. Sometimes you can catch them down deep if you know, because they don't go very far from the structure.
Yeah, that's the good thing about crab floats. When you get them on a crab float, you got to remember you also have that structure, that crab trap, you know, five, 6 feet away from that float. So usually if they're on a crab float, unless you do something outrageous, they usually don't leave that structure. They may sound. If you got time, you can wait him out or just start blindly sinking with that sliding cork, start blindly sinking a shrimp down next to that float. And a lot of times you'll get that bite.
All right, good deal. RealScreamers.com, 225-937-6280. Get back to work, Darryl. Put some more of those trout in the boat.
Well, I'm probably going to have to hang up and call you back, because it seems like every time I get to jail, they got me on hold waiting on you to get a bite.
Well, we'll have to do that, whatever it takes. Thank you, Darryl. All right, coming up out of this next break, you're going to hear from the monster, Stephen Milam Jones, LA.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
LSU shortstop. And welcome back into our program this morning. A little earlier, if you were with us, you heard the Bear, Jared Jones, talking about his trip with us to quail hunt and gator hunt. Well, one of those features was called A Bear, A Monster, and Two Gators on Bayou Wild TV. Stephen Milam, the shortstop and roommate of Jared, was along for the trip. And here's what he had to say to Lance Burgess after the trips.
So, Steven, or do you rather go by Monster?
It's Steven, too. Steven's good.
Steven's good?
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about your experience and how it felt to get out in the Louisiana Bayou and hunt down a real monster.
It felt good. Kind of seeing it all for the first time, the bayou and the swamp and everything. It was really kind of like breathtaking, honestly, like just seeing, being out there in the water in the wild with those gators and, you know, seeing how big they are. It's crazy. You know, we had them already trapped and, you know, pulled them up to the boat. And whenever I shot him, I mean, I didn't know he was dead yet. He kept moving, but it was an experience I'll never forget.
Yeah. What have you seen, I guess, on TV and everything? And what were your expectations going into an alligator hunt?
I didn't expect them to be that big. I kind of expected it to be like a little easier, like, oh, you just shoot them once and they dead. I didn't know you needed to hit them in the back of the head in a perfect spot. I didn't think they'd be kind of that aggressive either. Uh-huh. But I mean, kind of all figured it out while you were doing it.
Yeah. Well, you made a good shot. You made the kill shot. Mm-hmm. What's it feel like when you make the kill shot on the baseball field and you know you connect with that bat?
Yeah, it feels good. Both of them do. You just got to lift the gator up and instead of running around the bases, but
yeah,
it felt really good.
Interesting. Well, tell me a little bit. You know, you're from New Mexico, right?
Yes.
Tell me some of your earliest memories of being in the outdoors, whether it was hunting, fishing. I know you grew up, your father was a Border Patrol agent.
Yeah.
So tell me what life was like for young Monster Milam.
I grew up, I mean, always playing baseball, always busy, but my dad would take me and my family to the lake whenever we were younger. And, you know, we'd go fishing or just put fishing poles out there and catch some fish. I don't even know what's out there, honestly, but I've been elk hunting before. Me and my dad and my grandpa went.
Mm-hmm.
We shot two elk in the mountains in New Mexico. And other than that, that's kind of about it. I mean, I've seen like my friends like shoot like coyotes and stuff like that, but I've never like actually been out there doing it. Mm-hmm. So it was cool.
Obviously you guys are full-time student athletes and getting the chance to experience a different part of Louisiana. What did that mean to you?
It was more eye-opening, honestly, because, I mean, I come from the desert and, you know, we're in the swamp and in the bayou out here. So it was a big eye-opening experience and, you know, the difference in land and, you know, people in the community is way different. I mean, I enjoyed every moment of it. I mean, I want to go hunting again. I want to go duck hunting here soon. So, yeah, I like hunting. I like getting out, you know, getting away from baseball, too. And it's fun for me.
What do you do for an escape other than baseball? What are some things you like to do?
I like to cook.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like to watch movies, relax. I mean, we're so busy and, you know, our bodies get beat up, so you can't really do too much. But, I mean, I like to hunt also. And every once in a while, I'll play with some video games, but that's about it.
Have you started to look up some different alligator recipes? And
I have.
And when you eat alligator, I'm sure you've eaten it, right?
Yeah, I've eaten it. It tastes like chicken. It's pretty similar, I think, but I haven't really, really dabbled too much in the alligator.
Yeah. What's your favorite way to eat it?
Fried
a gator, right. Yeah, can't beat that. What can LSU fans expect for the upcoming LSU baseball season?
They can expect, you know, when you're coming to LSU, you only got one expectation, and that's a national championship, and that's what we're all going for. I mean, we got good guys coming back. We got Bear, Chase Shores, yeah, good transfers coming in, and good young guys. So, I mean, that's what we're trying to do, is win another national championship.
All right, there it is, Stephen Milam, also known as Monster Milam, and you'll watch him tonight. And Jared Jones, a couple of great guys, had a lot of fun with him, gator hunting and quail hunting, and best of luck to them in the World Series and also into their future careers as Major League ball players. Coming back after this, we got a Major League fisherman joining us. His name is Captain Mike Gallo. We call him Born on the Bayou. His report is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And CETO presents the Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo for $249. That is a yearly membership. And what does that get you? Well, unlimited fuel drops if you happen to run dry, 24/7 tow-ins from wherever to wherever, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back safely. It's like having a AAA policy on the water. And most of all, it's peace of mind for you and your loved ones when it's most needed. And it's all one call away. Captain Chris will sign you up, 504-301-4545, or do it online, CETO.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, you out early on the water for your trip today?
I'm not out today, Don. My client made the decision on Wednesday that the forecast had too much rain in it. They were driving in from Tennessee, so we got them rescheduled into the fall.
Oh, wow, man. I mean, you know, you can't cancel a trip because of a rain forecast around here, you know.
Well, they were seniors. I've been fishing with them for many years.
Okay.
And they'll make it back. They'll make it back down.
Well, good. So what has your gang been doing this week? Where have y'all been fishing and what you been catching?
It's been a good week. It's been a typical summer. Get out there early. If you're fishing trout, the speckled trout have been still seeing some trout in Lake Pontchartrain. Also doing some trout fishing in some of the lakes on the edge of the Biloxi Marsh, fishing popping corks with plastic, looking for current lines over the oyster reefs have been productive, or just the tide flowing around the edge of an island. I like to put my back to the island and go away from it and watch my depth finder. And when I see a little contour change, I'll position myself where we can fish that contour change. Depending on depth, if it's 6 feet or under, I'll fish a popping cork. And if it's 6 feet or more, I'll fish a drop shot. We'll start out with live shrimp. And if we get some fish feeding, we may switch over to plastic or do a combination of plastic and live. And that's been successful for us. When the atmosphere starts to heat up, 10 or 11 o'clock, you got to keep your eyes open and your ears open for rain developing or lightning.
Yeah, there's been some tight storms, but boy, some of them have been pretty intense. And luckily with the radar you've got, you managed to try to avoid those and keep away from them. What is your rule of thumb? You know, when you feel the pressure dropping, the temperature drops, clouds building, wind starts to pick up, when is it go time to get out of Dodge for you? Because, you know, that stimulates a bite sometimes when that pressure drops and you don't want to leave those fish.
It just depends on which way the storm is coming. Is it between me and getting back to my lodge, or is it approaching from the south? And when it gets close, I can outrun it going back to my lodge. So which direction it's going and traveling really plays a large part in that. And that radar really comes in handy to not only see those storms, how far off they are. You can track how fast they're moving, whether they're growing, whether they're dissipating. Very, very helpful. I don't know that I would leave the dock without it in the summertime.
Yeah. What's bait availability over that way?
There's plenty of bait. The marinas have been well-stocked with live shrimp. I'm still seeing some shrimpers in Lake Bourne, so there's got to be shrimp out there. The few trips that I made toward the eastern edge of the Biloxi Marsh, I saw shrimpers out there as well. So plenty of bait availability. It's just a matter of get to the marina early where you can get your bait and still get out on the water.
I know you don't do much of it, but how about evening fishing? Have you talked to anybody that's been successful going out in the late evenings?
I've seen quite a few reports where a lot of the people that have camps up and down the Old Spanish Trail or along the lakefront, the Lake Catherine area, you know, a lot of these are working people. They'll get home from work, get settled down, jump in the boat, and make a quick 30-minute run to wherever. And evening trips can be very productive. I'm not a fan of cleaning fish with mosquitoes biting me. So that's the main reason I don't do it. Yeah. When I have clients staying in the lodge and it may be raining in the morning, we may make an evening trip, and then I'll just ice those fish down and clean them the next day when we come in at our normal time. Just clean two boxes of fish instead of one. But we're able to accommodate what the customers came for if weather's in the way.
Gotcha. Mike, thanks for the report. As always, if people want to get you, we've got you listed on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your site and telephone number.
You can find me at AAofLA.com, social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone 985-781-7811.
Still got no fish, no pay, right?
Still got no fish, no pay. Gonna continue that till I hang up my hooks.
Tell you what, doesn't happen often, if ever.
It's been many years, over 20, since I've had a trip where I didn't catch any fish.
All right. Mike, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there, and y'all be safe.
There he goes. Good advice always. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, coming back after this is Paddler's Report time. Butch Ridgedale joins us. He'll give you some information, some advice, some tips on where to put a few fish into the kayak. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Stroking Report is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. They open their doors today at 10 a.m., and when you go in there, you can ask about fly tying and fly fishing classes that they sponsor. Also, check out their paddle sports equipment, the kayaks. They got some great sharp-looking apparel, and the outdoor gear, the latest fishing tackle that's used in the local area. They are a fly shop specialist. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Butch Ridgedale joins us now. Good morning, Butch. What can you tell us as far as news about the Bayou Coast Fishing Club and maybe some advice and tips for people headed out in a kayak to catch a few?
Good morning. Bayou Coast, we've got a fun event scheduled for next weekend, but it's in Navarre Beach, Florida. A lot of the guys are going down, going to go out to some of the close reefs about a half mile out and try their luck at some snapper and no telling what. I mean, they've caught tarpon, sailfish, a little bit of everything, but it's going to be a fun event. The information's on the Bayou Coast Facebook page, and I think that's next Friday and Saturday, and I think they may try to stay until Sunday. Just depends on what the weather's like, the sea conditions, so we can get out and see if they can catch some of those red snapper over there.
I tell you, that's a beautiful place. We were there just a few weeks ago. We were actually catching pompano off the bridge, and there were some kayakers there, too. And you don't have to paddle very far. You go out to, like, that first or maybe the second sandbar, and that's every now and then a school of those pompano will move in, and that's a great fish to catch. And, of course, being able to get to snappers in range of kayak range is also a wonderful thing. And the water's just so pretty over there.
It's beautiful, yeah. It's very fortunate to have something like, you know, a fishery like that right there along the Gulf Coast.
What about closer to home in Louisiana? What are you hearing? Have you made any trips or talked to any of your club members?
I've made two trips. I made one in Big Lake last weekend. Went to Joe's Cove, me and a buddy. Caught a few nice trout. I think we had one up to about 4.5 pounds. Nice trout. And then Saturday morning, me and another club member from Lafayette, we ventured down LA1 and went to Basalt. And tried to find some redfish. And put it this way, I caught more flounder than I did redfish that day. It's redfish down LA1 quarter have been pretty tough this year since the freeze.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at the star leaderboard for the kayak division, and where you that area you were fishing, Brad Billardine brought in a 4.20. He's the leader for kayaks in the southwest zone. He waded in over at Stelly's at Gulfway. And in the West, Doug Menifee, he caught one 4.10. So a lot of big trout coming in on those kayaks.
Yeah, that's what I was fishing with last weekend. But he caught that during the week with his brother. They went back. He'd actually caught one bigger than that the Saturday we went. But he had his motor on his kayak, so he didn't register it. He would have had to put that in the boat division. So he went back without his motor, and he caught that one. So
that's an important point you bring up. You know, a lot of kayakers are out there competing in the kayak division, and unbeknownst to them, when they got the motor on it, then you're in the boat division.
Exactly. That's what I'm. You know, that's what I plan on doing. I'm going to do it this year, and I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to fish with my motor in events that I can, and I'm going to shoot. I'm going to play with the big boys this year. I'm going to go after that boat.
Very good. Well, the tournament next week at Navarre Beach, what are you, you know, you mentioned a lot of different species. How are the winners determined? What are the categories?
Okay, this is actually not going to be a tournament. This is just a fun event. They had something in the past, but I think they just narrowed it down to people going down there, let's just have a good time. There's probably going to be some a little side pot action going on between some of the members and some of the guys down there, but this year, I think it was just, hey, let's just go down there and have fun, because they weren't sure the dates at first. Weather's always a big concern on that, but it's going to be a more of a fun thing. Tournament-wise, Lafayette's hosting their annual LA1 Slamboree next weekend. So if anybody local wants to jump in and try to go catch a redfish, trout, and a flounder down LA1, we'll be hosting that next Saturday. And we'll weigh in there at the park behind the gas station, the park in Golden Meadow. But Lafayette Kayak Facebook page has got the information about that. It'll be interesting. We'll just have to see how it goes. Like I said, it's a slam tournament.
Right.
One other event this year, the Hobie Saltwater Series. Texas had an event planned, and they had to cancel it. A Texas organization. So between the Lafayette Club, Bayou Coast, and the Mobile Club, we all three got together, and we're going to host one the 28th. I think that's the date. I'll take that back. Let me confirm the date. Yes, the 28th, I'm sorry. And Gulfport. So we're all three kind of working in conjunction with Bayou Coast taking the lead and having one of the Hobie Saltwater Series qualifiers over in Gulfport. So,
and they can get signed up and information on any of those three sites?
Yes, all three sites have got the information on there. So it'll be a fill-in. It's a quick thing. We just started talking about it a few weeks ago, but we all said, hey, let's so we can get the number of qualifiers we want, let's host one and let's spread it out. If people want to get out of town a little bit and go along the Gulf Coast, let's get over there and give it a shot.
Sounds like a great idea. Butch, thanks so much for all the information and report. We really appreciate it. And get out there and catch a few, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Thank you. Butch Ridgedale, one of our field reporters. Next week, we'll hear from Brendan Bayard. All right, coming up after this, it's bad boy time. And this guy got himself in a heap of trouble fooling with, of all things, butterflies. His story's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Radio Network. All right, text messages coming in. Lafayette Yacker says he had a good day fishing last week down at Shell Beach, and he got to see that 6.4 speck that was weighed in made his catch seem small. Happy Father's Day to all. Yeah, that was Andrew Haas caught a 6.48, and he is the leader over there in the speckled trout category for that division. All right, we also have this one coming in saying, it's funny looking at the bear, we're talking about Jared Johnson, while at bat, he reminds me of Will Poulter from the movie We're the Millers. Not familiar with it. I'll have to check that out. And we got this one in from a Florida listener. Today is the second free fishing weekend in Florida. It's freshwater fish with no license. What we learned this week is it is shark mating season, and they go after tarpon. One went after a 9-year-old girl at Boca Grande and nearly tore her hand off. She was flown to a hospital in Tampa where doctors reattached her hand, and yesterday she moved all her fingers. I did see a news report, an interview with her mother, who was really distraught, and two of the men that helped rescue her, and so glad to hear that they did that reattachment and she's actually got movement in her fingers. It's incredible what modern medicine can do today. All right, when we come back after this quick 10-second identification pause, we're going to tell you about a guy who got in a lot of trouble. We call him the Butterfly Burglar. He's our bad boy of the outdoors next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. This week's bad boy, Charles Limmer, is an online butterfly collector in Commack, New York, who, despite being advised by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service enforcement that he was operating illegally since he didn't have the necessary permits, continued to illegally import and sell on eBay rare and endangered butterflies and insects. In 2023, Limmer was charged under the Lacey Act, which you may or may not know. The Lacey Act is a federal law that prohibits the trade of illegally taken, possessed, transported, or sold wildlife, fish, or plants. In 2024, he pled guilty to conspiracy to smuggle wildlife he and his co-conspirators had packaged and falsely labeled as decorative wall coverings. It included more than 2,400 protected birdwing butterflies from the Solomon Islands. It's a gorgeous insect, and you can see a picture of it on my latest Facebook page post. Finally, on April 3rd, receiving a sentence of 2 years home confinement, a criminal fine of $5,500, forfeiture of $30,000 in illegal proceeds, and a forfeiture of his 17,000 butterfly and insect collection valued at over $200,000 is butterfly smuggler 75-year-old Charles Limmer of Commack, New York, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, that's a whole lot of butterfly going on there. Man, what a value on those things. What a beautiful insect. You can take a look at it. If you go on my Facebook page, you'll see I posted a picture of it there along with our buddy Monster Milam, and also Jared Jones, and my loving up on my dog, Smokey. I think Smokey would go home with Jared. All right, anyway, we got coming up right after this break, we got Ryan Lambert. We're going to check in with him. He's fresh back from an Argentina trip. And then we're going to talk show host, fisherman Moon Griffon. A lot of you want to hear from Moon. He went fishing recently up at Lake Bartholomew, and he's going to give us a report on that. All that's still to come. Stick around. We're here with the Outdoors on Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, is peacefully celebrating Father's Day a day early in Luling, Louisiana. You got the girls there with you, huh?
Yeah, they will be. They're sleeping right now.
That's right. I forget how early we do this stuff, you know.
Yeah, we
normal
do this
people.
Early.
Yeah, normal people aren't up this time of the day.
Abnormal people. We are the normal people.
That's what I'm. Oh, really? Okay. As long as you say so. Well, you sound rested. You had came back from your trip in Argentina. Have you got a chance to put the boat in the water and do some fishing since you're back?
Yeah, fishing's on fire, buddy. I mean, it's on fire. I think Todd had double limits, and his customer said, we got an 8-hour drive. He was back before 10 o'clock yesterday. So, yeah, it was good. and everything's good. I mean, specs, reds, you know, you got ancillary fish, you got snappers, you got, you know, triple tails are starting. It's going to be good. It's going to be a great summer. The river's falling. I can tell you one thing I know for sure. It's a lot nicer flying from summer to winter than winter to summer.
Why would you say that?
Because it's nice and cool when you get there. When you come here, it's like in a sauna.
Yeah, the monkeys.
2 weeks,
down.
You forget about it. You know, I didn't see 60 degrees for 2 weeks.
I know you don't do a lot of it, but you are licensed to go out and catch red snapper in your bay boat. You know, I was thinking for people that have a tendency to get seasick on a bigger boat, do you find the same thing on a small boat, or is it less people getting seasick? I think when you're on a smaller boat, for some reason, you don't get that motion sickness that you would on an offshore boat.
Yeah, you'll still get it. You know, I've been guiding, 47 years now, and I had one guy start to get seasick on my boat. We was fishing the surf about 25 years ago. I said, well, jump on the boat and go walk on the bank, and you'll feel better right away. So I'm going down the bank fishing with the other guys, and I hear him screaming, come get me, come get me, I'll be good. I said, you'll be good. It's not punishment. Now I go over here, and the sand flies were wearing him out. He had blood running down his neck. I said, oh, my God. He thought I punished him. So he didn't have seasickness no more. But I was fishing last week. I was fishing snappers 2-3 weeks ago before I went to Argentina. And I had a guy, we was catching him every cast. And he said, oh, man, I'm getting woozy. I said, just get that fish in and you'll be done and we'll get out of here. As soon as we get on top, you'll be fine. And she was.
Yeah.
You know, so I've never really had that seasickness on my boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never been seasick, but it doesn't look like it's a whole lot of fun. But it's amazing once they get on land or on a surface, you know, where they can stand and the rocking quits, they recover real quickly. You know, you're talking about those sand flies. Day before yesterday, I went on a foraging trip out in the Honey Island Swamp. And let me tell you, that place in summer is nothing nice. Mosquitoes, deer flies, sand flies, and even a stumptail cottonmouth in there too. I mean, you know,
oh,
it's just,
great.
Yeah, not a pleasant place to be. It's like a steamy jungle in there.
Yeah, well, there's a place where we go launch a beers where there's a bunch of oak trees, and the sand flies will, I mean, it literally are attacking all around your truck on the way in there. There's so many of them. I mean, it's crazy.
You know, I've known a lot of people that got serious infections from being bitten by those greenhead sandflies. Because if you notice, they get on dead fish and dead animals. They must get a bacteria in their mouth, and if they come bite you, it can, you know, get you pretty ill.
Well, they got some kind of anticoagulant because wherever they bite you, I mean, you'll see blood just running down their leg. You know, like just running down your leg. So it's kind of strange.
Vampire.
We don't
flies.
Get on them too much, except when we go to the beach. You know.
Yeah, vampire flies, you know.
Yeah. Tell you what, there's been some really nice trout caught this year. I mean, I've seen 7 3/4. I've seen a 7.5. Wow. I've seen a bunch of them around that area. So, yeah, they got, you know, it's finally getting some big ones coming back. That's all the way since the oil spill, since we had big fish like that.
Yeah. Have you made any trips or any of you guys gone as far as Chandelier and fished that surf on the islands?
Earlier in the year, a couple of guys that I know went all the way to Chandelier in there. Actually, Sarah and Andy went out there, and there was a school of about 3,000 or 4,000 bull reds. Mm. And they just sat in them all day with the fly rod, just catching them. But yeah, just a giant, massive school just sitting out there. So, you know, in the winter months, the spring months, you'll get those bull reds out there, but you know, the trout, the people out there catching the trout right now pretty regular in all the islands, you know, from Breton, Gozier, Curlew, Freemason, all the way to Chandelier. So, yeah, they're catching trout out there right now. But they're catching trout almost everywhere. We're catching them on the points, on the flats, on the rigs, on the islands. There's a lot of trout right now.
Yeah, it's been a good trout season.
Something is going to fall all the way down to 7 in the next 2 weeks. So, it's fixing to get really good because 7 is the magic number when the pogies start coming toward the river and the bull reds will come with them. So it's shaping up to be a great, great summer.
Yeah, well, should be right just in time for our Hunt of a Lifetime trip. We have that 9-year-old cancer patient coming down from Ohio. It should be a lot of fun getting him on some fish.
Yeah, well, we'll try to get him on some snappers, and if we can't, we'll get him on bull reds, but we're going to get his arm stretched.
Yeah, we'll do it. Well, listen, y'all have a good time there. What's on the menu around there today?
Steaks, I think, today.
Steak, sounds good.
Yep, I think we'll do steaks and all the good things with some nice grilled tomatoes with balsamic vinegar. I love that.
Yeah. All sounding good. Well, listen, thank you for the report. I don't want anybody disturbing you this Father's Day weekend, but if they want to give you a call or check the website come Monday, tell them how to get you.
They can call me anytime at CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me at 504-559-5111. And they got a lot of room this summer. It's a little slow, so come on, get you a good fishing trip.
Yeah, and don't forget to book your teal hunt early because there's only 9 days to pick from.
Yeah, and a lot of that's booked already, too. I've got a few spots left, but it's going to be busy.
All righty. Sounds good. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, buddy. See you.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. You know, it's kind of an oasis down there amongst the levee. You got the levees on one side and the road going down the middle. Not a whole lot of land down there, but, boy, when you see those palm trees and the swimming pool, great place, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to Moon Griffon, talk show host turned fisherman on weekends, and we'll find out about his latest trip up to Lake Bartholomew, one of his home field fishing spots. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And on this Father's Day weekend, we want to welcome in Mr. Moon Griffon, talk show host heard on many of these same stations. Moon, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Don, doing great, man. Happy Father's Day. It's a beautiful day, man. Hey, yes, I got up this morning. I'm not fishing, Don, but I got up.
Well, we appreciate that. Let me ask you this. Is Moon your real name? Is that on your birth certificate, or is that a nickname?
No, it's a nickname. It's Blaine Michael Griffin. And so I always sign stuff Blaine M. Moon came around. My mom and dad actually nicknamed that to me. I was a big kid. I'm about 6'5", 240, but I was a big kid. And my favorite song used to be Moon River. So you know how little kids are. When they get a song, they'd go, hey, come on, Moon, come listen to your song. And it kind of stuck. That's about it.
That's great. Well, Moon, you got a chance to fish one of your favorite lakes, Bartholomew Lake, which a lot of people, I think they call it the Cutoff or something. It's an oxbow lake. Tell us about that. You fished a tournament up there a couple weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, a week before that, I was fortunate. I fished with my brother Steve, and we were on Black River Lake, and we actually won the tournament and caught a couple nice four pluses. I got to be honest, he caught them. But the next week, I went to Bartholomew, beautiful lake. Goes through a subdivision. It's really like a bayou, Don. We would call it a bayou, and we'd call it Bayou Bartholomew. They do call it the Cutoff. And it's a beautiful lake. Not a lot of grass, but a lot of piers, a lot of cypress trees. And it's kind of a good gem. I mean, we've caught some big fish out of there, but the other day a guy named Joe Dyke has won it with about 14-something, and I didn't have my best day, but it was okay. I got the fish, Don.
What's the secret to fishing the bass in that lake, would you say?
That lake right there, you know, it's kind of an inland deal. So, I mean, and it flows out to the Ouachita River. It's a great topwater lake, buzzbait lake. The other day, it was more of a crankbait type bite. Crankbait, spinnerbait, all good. And but a lot of cypress trees, Don. Flipping worms and jigs and things of that nature are pretty good. That's kind of what I did. Catching what I caught.
We're talking with talk show host Moon Griffon, who concentrates mostly on Louisiana politics from Mondays through Friday, but on weekends he's been known to become a fisherman. Lake Bartholomew, I have never been there. I'd love to go up there and fish. What else is there besides bass? They have a pretty good sockeye population and brim?
They catch a lot of brim. It is a big-time brim lake. It's probably the main forage for the bass. And they catch a lot of brim beds. They catch sockeye, but look down when you go up there. If you bring somebody up there, you start talking to somebody, you got to call them white perch. don't call them sockeye. Listen, this is a funny story. I go to college up there, and then the spring comes around, and the fall and spring and all that. I hit a white perch, white perch, white perch. And I thought, I wonder what that is. I didn't really know. And my buddy, we went to his grandfather's. And he said, hey, y'all come see the white perch. My grandfather called. He wants us to stay and eat some. And I said, great, I get to see what a white perch is. So I walk over there, and, you know, with this old coon-ass Cajun accent, you go over there, and I open that ice chest, and I looked in there, and I said, you've got to be joking. So that's a white person. I said, no, that ain't that. That's a Sockeye. I said, you dang people from North Louisiana can't pronounce Sockeye, so y'all came up with a new name for it.
Well, in my fishing areas, they go by both names. So some people call them Sockeye, some call them white perch. You know, the name I hate for them is that crappie or crappie. That's a terrible name for a delicious fish.
Well, that fish eats as well as any of them, and I have to agree with you. If you start calling it crappie, maybe less people would fish them, and you can catch more of them.
You know, a fish I love to catch, too, although they're seasonal in most of the waters I fish, it's actually a red-ear sunfish. People call them shell crackers and chinkapins. What do they call them up there?
They call basically chinkapins. That was it's funny you brought that up, and my daddy, you know, he liked to fish and hunt, but what he really liked to do was catch chinkapins. And when they started running, I guess what about May, because I don't really fish that, that's when he went and get it. The only fish I think he ever mounted was a chinkapin. He caught one of like a pound or something like that. It was really, really big. And that's what they call them. They call them that up there, too.
They will
say that for some reason, but they can't say Sockeye.
Oh, well, whatever you call it, it's a great fish and a great time. And how do you fish them up there? You fishing with shiners or artificial or jigs or both?
They do both. I notice if it gets tough, they'll go to shiners. But a lot of the guys I knew that left bass fishing to do that, they mostly fish them with the jigs. They'll fish them with a cork, or they'll just fish them with nothing on them and get in that water from, you know, when it gets warm up from 8 to 10 foot of water and catch them. Of course, in the spring, they're going to come real shallow. But they catch them mostly on jigs. But, yeah, they are the people that's going to use shiners.
All right, we'll talk with Moon Griffon about Lake Bartholomew. Moon, if there's somebody wants to go make a trip up there, there are nice lodges where you can rent camps and stuff like that.
Well, there's really no camps on this place. Like I said, they don't have a state park or anything like that, because it's really a bayou, and it goes the whole way through a subdivision is basically what it does. But there's hotels and stuff you can rent. The landing's really nice. There's really only – there's two public landings, but one of them's kind of gravel. And it's at the end of the very end of the lake. They got one called Barris Boat Dock, and they redid it. It's nice. That's the best place to put in. You know, if you know somebody on the lake, there's some private boat docks, but really that's the only public boat dock on that lake.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be hard to find. Well, Moon, if we get some time, we'd love to go up there and fish with you, maybe shoot a Bayou Wild TV episode. We've been talking about doing it, and I'd love to get introduced to that lake and spend time with a guy like you. It'd be a real pleasure.
I tell you what, my friend, when I get the call, I'm going. I can promise you. I'm headed to Beth River next weekend to fish one up there, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for being with us. And keep up the good work on the radio, my friend.
All right, Don. You too. God bless, brother.
All right. Moon Griffon, host of the Moon Griffon Show. You can catch him weekdays on a variety of stations across Louisiana. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again to do this next week. Special guest will be Ashley Ray talking about the Fish Crab Explorer Great Outdoors event coming to Lacombe, Louisiana in 2 weeks. We'll have fishing reports, the stuff you and I just love to talk about. Don't forget to take Dad fishing or Dad take your kids fishing, whichever works for you. We'll see you next week. Thanks to Cullen Steele, our producer, and we'll be back with The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.